From the 91.5 KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. State lawmakers want to curb the suspension rate among young children in preschool through third grade. As 91.5 KRCC's Benta Berkland reports, a bipartisan measure to address the issue is making its way through the State House.
Freshman lawmaker Democratic Representative James Coleman of Denver says last year alone there were 7,000 suspensions for young school children. And he says children of color are suspended significantly more than their white peers.
So it's happening that many times. That child feels as if this is who they are. The child is not in class those days and then they're not learning, so that sets them back academically. And so I think long term it can have really negative effects.
Something he knows firsthand. Coleman says he was expelled in first grade, and then in fifth grade, he was kicked out of three different schools. House Bill 1211 would provide training and resources to help teachers come up with alternatives to suspension. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
Black Hills Energy has officially added 34 wind turbines to its power supply in Colorado. The South Dakota-based utility cut the ribbon Friday on the Peak View Wind Project, 40 miles south of Pueblo. The Pueblo Chieftain reports the new wind turbines put the utility closer to meet the state's requirement of getting 30% of its electricity from renewable sources. The wind turbines are located next to 14 others owned by Black Hills Energy. The company has 94,000 customers in the Pueblo region. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.